Come see the gun doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, final half hour of today's show. And a interesting situation has developed locally here in northern Michigan. Mount Morenci County. As you know, I personally endorsed Tim Jacobs to be the county clerk in that race. There were others running as well, a sheriff candidate, county commissioners, school board, all kinds of people running for certain offices. Well, the State Board of Canvassers, in looking at the certification of Mount Morenci, realized that a person was on the ballot twice for two different offices. And was elected to both, which is illegal according to our laws because the two offices are considered incompatible. This letter went to the state officials. Thank you for taking time to listen to my opinion regarding an issue of a ballot challenge regarding the general election of the November 5th, 2024 election here in Mount Morenci County for the offices of Atlanta School Board and the Mount Morenci County Treasurer. Lindsay Rogers ran for both offices, which is illegal according to our laws since it's determined that the two offices are incompatible. The next day, Wednesday, the 6th of November, I attended the Mount Morenci County Board of Canvassers meeting. The issue came up regarding the ballot challenge. Canvassers voiced concern that legal guidance was needed in this matter. And the very same canvasser voiced that we do not have the authority for making this decision when it comes to the two offices being incompatible. We don't have the authority to void any votes. All election workers must take a course and become credentialed to enforce the laws of the election and maintain election integrity. I believe this to be not making sure all the voters' votes are counted and that all the numbers line up. I believe receiving this credential authorizes all election workers to follow and enforce our election laws. Otherwise, why even be there? Well, there is a current lawsuit regarding this issue involving Cheryl Nielsen, Sherry Eggott, and Lindsay Rogers. Sherry, apologize if I mispronounce your last name. Well, while attending the hearing on Friday, October 25th of 2024, my understanding of Judge Black's statements was that he was unfamiliar with Michigan's election laws. He was not willing to make a ruling and moved the case to the appellate court. While the lawsuit is ongoing, Nielsen, Eggett, and Rogers should not participate in any of the discussions amongst the canvassers regarding the ballot challenge in order to protect all that's involved, everyone that's involved. Cheryl Nielsen was providing input at the Board of County Canvassers Wednesday, November 6. Regarding legal guidance needed by the canvassers. First, the Attorney General of Michigan has cited that this issue many times in previous cases, that these two offices are incompatible. Michigan Attorney General Opinion 6611 of 1990 and Opinion 7106 of 2002. This is the highest legal opinion by the state of Michigan that can be provided. Second, at a September 16 school board meeting, the Atlanta school superintendent shared with the school board that she had spoken with the attorney of the Michigan Association of School Boards. That attorney also stated to the superintendent that these offices were incompatible. What does the law say? MCL 168.558 subsection 5 states, if petitions or filing fees are filed by or on behalf of a candidate for more than one office, either federal, state, county, city, village, township, metropolitan district, or school district, the terms of which run concurrently or overlap, the candidate so filing or on behalf of whom petitions or fees were so filed, shall select the one office to which his or her candidacy is restricted within 3 days after the last day for filing petitions or filing fees, unless the petitions or filing fees are filed for two offices that are not combined and that are not incompatible. Failure to make a selection disqualifies a candidate with respect to each office which petitions or fees were filed, and the name of the candidate must not be printed on the ballot for those offices. A vote cast for that candidate at the ensuing primary or general election must not be counted and is void. The letter continues. It is unfortunate this issue made it all the way to the table of the county canvassers. Each candidate must follow election laws from the beginning. How to file for running, how to campaign, when to file, when you must pull your filing if it's found to be incompatible with another office that you're seeking. Every law must be complied with. The candidate is responsible for knowing all these laws and follow them, including whether an office is incompatible or if there's a conflict of interest present if running for more than one office. Lindsay Rogers failed to comply with the selection of the office within the allowable time frame. A person or persons failed to comply with the above law when Lindsay Rogers was printed on the primary ballot of August 6 of 2024. I believe the person or persons preparing the ballot are responsible to look into compatibility or conflict of interest when said candidate is running for two offices on the same ballot. so the ballot can be presented to the people of the county with confidence and integrity as to who they're voting for. A person or persons failed to comply with the above law when Lindsey Rogers was printed on the general election ballot for November 5th. Here's the problem. How did the county clerk not realize that this person was running for two offices which were incompatible? Did the county clerk not know the law? Because she's running for county treasurer. She's in the same building with the clerk. At the same time, she's going to run for a seat on a school board. Absolutely cannot do that. Anybody with half a brain who knows our election laws would know you can't do it. Well, as a result of these multiple failures in this election process for Mount Morenci County, will a vote be certified because laws are being ignored by candidates and people who prepared the ballots? This process of failure to observe and enforce election laws has to stop. The County Board of Canvassers of Mount Morenci must void the votes and certify the election. All the votes for this person must be voided. If they choose to not zero out the votes, well, then the election should not be certified. And the person who signed this letter, I am not going to name on the radio. She didn't specifically ask for me to withhold her name, but I'm going to. And it's very interesting because here's the point. If they don't void the votes, they can't certify the election for Mount Morenci. If they don't certify the election for Mount Morenci, guess what? The entire state of Michigan can't be certified. Which the State Board of Canvassers have already done last Friday, November 22nd. Mount Morenci has some problems. So, what are they going to do about it? Well, if I lived in Mount Morenci County, I would be pressing the county commissioners to bring this up at their next meeting and force a decision to be made by their board of canvassers, which the commissioners oversee. All aspects of the county's activities. They can't tell them what to do, but they can hold them accountable to the state election laws. It's got to be done. Interesting to see what the appellate court has to say. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today. I want to remind you that Missy from My Pure Health Solutions announced yesterday's show that if you schedule a phone consultation, that's all you have to do is schedule a phone consultation with her office, you will get $500 off the weight loss program. You don't have to start the program. You just need to schedule a phone consultation to take advantage of this Black Friday sale discount. You don't have to start the program until after the new year. January 2nd, January 15th, whenever you want to start the program, you can. But basically, text me, Missy. I will text you the website, the interviews to listen to, and the link for you to be able to schedule your appointment to save $500 off the program. This is the lowest price she's ever had since I've known her doing this for us, our listeners. So if you feel you're overweight, you like to get in shape, lose the pounds in the new year, this is a perfect opportunity for you to do it. Save $500 in the process. And as an incentive, you're also going to get a 30-day supply of some stem cell patches. These patches go on your body for 12 hours. Then you take them off when you go to bed. You get up in the morning, you put it on, leave it on for 12 hours, take it off at night. These patches help stimulate stem cell production in your own body. She's throwing this in as an added bonus for those of you who get a hold of her office, schedule a phone consultation. Again, text me, Missy, and I'll send you all the information. My number, 231-360-5140. Text me, Missy, and I'll get you the. Now, one of the things that we're going to wrap up today's show with. And I know a lot of you are very bored about this issue, this time of the year, the lame duck session coming up in Lansing. Why is it so important for us to follow these bills the Democrats are going to ram through? Again, on November 5th, they lost the majority in the House. The House is flipping 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. The caucus met, I believe, on the next day or the day after the election on Thursday, and they voted for Matt Hall to be the Speaker. He's already showing the direction he would like to take the lame duck session by proposing that $2.7 billion road funding proposal. Democrat schools are already attacking it, against it. Well, one of the things that you have to understand, this process is going to affect our lives starting in April of 2025. Why do I say that? Because the Senate Republicans, six of them, are absolutely required to vote for immediate effect on anything that the Senate Democrats pass in that chamber. They passed the bill, partisan vote, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans. Then they take a second vote on the tally board, which is known as immediate effect. If they don't get 26 votes, the bill doesn't get immediate effect. Either a House bill or a Senate bill does not get immediate effect. When does it go into effect? 90 days after the end of this legislative session. What's going to happen in April of 2025? The Republicans will be in the majority in the House. There's a thing called a budget that they will start working on. They must originate the budget for 2026 in the House. If Matt Hall and the Republican majority decide that they're not going to provide funding for any of these bills that the Democrats are going to ram through in the lame duck, the Democrats are going to have a problem. So that's why it's critically important, absolutely important, that we follow exactly what they're passing and whether or not the bills get immediate effect, and whether or not the Republicans give them funding for it in the next year's budget. I know it's a lot of information that's in the weeds, not necessarily the most exciting information for you to listen to, but I feel it's our responsibility to follow Lansing to know what's happening. Michigan News, Michigan Politics is what we focus on, what we specialize on, and we are watching them like a hawk. Are they going to like it? Probably not. So from today's show, we got a couple of text messages. If you'd like information to lock in the $500 discount for Missy's weight loss program, text me Missy. If you like the Beef phone number, text me Beef, and I'll get you in touch with Mark and Brandy. MP for My Pillow Christmas shopping as well. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening.